12 asylum seekers, including men, women, children and an infant, are forced out of a van and into a speedboat by masked men on the Greek island of Lesbos. The asylum seekers are from Somalia, Eritrea and Ethiopia. They're transferred to a Greek Coast Guard vessel. It travels across the Aegean Sea towards Turkey. The asylum seekers are then crammed into a dinghy and left adrift for more than an hour. The footage was filmed by an aid worker on Lesbos.
Normally, when you see a crime, you call the police or you call the public prosecutor, but you cannot do this in Greece. In Greece, the authorities are the ones committing these crimes. And of course, the orders for these crimes come from high up, like from the Greek government. There is no police to call because the police are in on this. I have witnessed it myself.
The asylum seekers were eventually found by the Turkish Coast Guard. They were taken to a detention centre in the city of Izmir. Naima Aydin and her six-month-old son Awali were among those rescued. They fled the Somali city of Jalib, which is controlled by the armed group Al-Shabaab. The Greek government has not commented on the allegations, but it's previously denied mistreating asylum seekers. The EU says it's concerned by the footage. It says Greece must fully respect its obligations to ensure the safety and well-being of asylum seekers until their case is processed. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.